KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's mostly cloudy, 19 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy and windy today, a high of 28. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. They're your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In area news, police in Red Oak arrested a Cass County man early this morning. 23-year-old Mark Allen Fredrickson of Atlantic was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, second offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. His arrest took place following a traffic stop at around 12:35 a.m. at East Linden and North Broadway Streets in Red Oak. Fredrickson was being held at Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on a $2,000 cash bond. Three teens from Montgomery County were arrested Monday evening on burglary charges. Red Oak police report 16-year-old James McCauley, along with 13-year-olds Joey Lucky and Daniel Athey, all of Red Oak, were taken into custody at around 5:30 p.m. following an investigation into a residential break-in that took place November 3rd. All three of the teens faced felony burglary in the third-degree charges. They were cited to juvenile court and then released to their parents while awaiting a juvenile court date. The Cass County Sheriff's Office Monday released a report on recent arrests and incidents, and accidents, that is. On Sunday, 41-year-old John Robert Othout of Griswold was arrested on a charge of OWI first offense. Othout was brought to the Cass County Jail and released Monday. Late last Friday morning, the Cass County Sheriff's Office responded to a report of a two-vehicle accident at Dallas Road and 590th Street. Officials say a 1992 International semi-tractor owned and driven by 55-year-old Craig Lynn Weber of Elkhorn was westbound on Dallas Road when Weber failed to yield to a southbound 2008 Chevy Impala that was driven by a 73-year-old Donna Louise Jones of Atlantic. Jones was transported to the Cass County Hospital for treatment of her injuries and then later transferred to a Omaha hospital. Damage from the collision amounted to $19,000. Deputies cited Weber for failure to yield. Following a traffic stop on November the 6th, 51-year-old Milton Milligan Jr. of Atlantic was arrested on a charge of driving while revoked. 22-year-old Brandon Adam Fredrickson of Atlantic, a passenger in the vehicle, was arrested on charges of possession of meth and possession of marijuana. Both men were brought to the Cass County Jail. Milligan was released later that day on $1,000 bond, while Fredrickson remained held in the jail on $2,000 bond. And on November the 5th, deputies in Cass County arrested 57-year-old John Robert Chestnut of Memphis, Tennessee, on a district court warrant for failure to appear. Chestnut was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he will be held until serving his time. A traffic stop in Panora early Sunday morning resulted in numerous charges against the driver. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office's 33-year-old Joanna J. Heckman was pulled over at around 1:30 a.m. in Panora. Heckman was subsequently arrested for operating while intoxicated, second offense, and aggravated misdemeanor. On Monday morning, the woman appeared before the Guthrie County Magistrate and was held on bond. She later posted bond and was released. Later in the day Monday, the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office filed additional charges against Heckman. She was charged with open container of alcohol as a driver, driving on the wrong side of a two-way highway, possession of drug paraphernalia, all of which are simple misdemeanors. She was also charged with possession of methamphetamine, first offense, a serious misdemeanor. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office was assisted in the investigation by the Panora Police Department and Dallas County Sheriff's Office. A man from Creston was cited for failure to obey a traffic control device following an accident Saturday afternoon. The Union County Sheriff's Office says the collision happened at around 2:35 p.m. at the intersection of Highway 34 and Iris Avenue. Authorities say a 1994 Oldsmobile Cutlass driven by 39-year-old Maria Dukes of Afton was traveling east on Highway 34 at the same time a 2012 Ford F-150 pickup driven by Colton Dunphy of Creston was traveling south on Iris Avenue. When Dunphy failed to obey a traffic control device, his pickup hit the car on its left rear side, causing a total of $6,000 damage. Duke suffered possible unknown injuries and was transported by ambulance to the Greater Regional Hospital in Creston. Authorities in Montgomery County say a Villisca man suffered minor cuts and abrasions to his hands Sunday evening after the motorcycle he was driving hit a deer on eastbound Highway 34. The accident happened around 5:25 p.m. Officials say 50-year-old Troy Don Anderson, who was not wearing a helmet, was riding a 2007 Harley-Davidson, but a deer appeared on the road about a mile west of Stanton. The deer and cycle collided broadside, causing Anderson to lay the bike down on its side. The man refused any medical treatment. He was cited for failure to have a valid motorcycle license. Damage to the cycle was estimated at $7,000. DuPage County Sheriff's Office reports out of 5 separate recent accidents, only one resulted in injuries. An accident early last Saturday afternoon occurred. A 16-year-old Stephanie Sweezy of Clarinda was traveling westbound on 150th Street and lost control of the 2004 Dodge Durango she was operating. The vehicle went into the north ditch and rolled over, coming to rest on the passenger side of the vehicle. Sweezy was transported to the Clarinda Regional Health Center by Essex Ambulance. The vehicle, owned by Shannon Baum of Clarinda, sustained $10,000 damage. An accident early Sunday morning happened on Highway 71 in Page County when a deer ran out in front of a car driven by 32-year-old Leslie Wright of Anchorage, Alaska. The vehicle, a 2012 Dodge Caliber, was traveling northbound on the east side of Shambaugh. At least two of the animals in the deer herd were struck, causing an estimated $9,000 damage to the car. There were no injuries reported. The other three accidents in Page County, one of them happened last Friday around 2 p.m. 61-year-old Stephen Richard Olson of rural Shenandoah was driving his 1995 Chevy S10 pickup westbound on 190th, about a mile and a half east of Shenandoah, when, for reasons unknown, the vehicle entered the north ditch and traveled about 100 feet before hitting a concrete culvert. The pickup continued in the ditch and struck a fence owned by Carl Boylan of Shenandoah. Officials say Olson tried to get out of the ditch by backing the vehicle up, but it became stuck. Olson was cited for failure to have a valid driver's license and failure to maintain control. Damage from the crash amounted to $5,000. Later that same evening, 56-year-old Paula Marie Hayes of rural Clarinda was traveling east on Highway 2 when her 2002 Chevy Trailblazer hit a deer which ran onto the road on the south side of Shenandoah. The animal hit the driver's side of the SUV, causing $5,000 damage. About that same time, a vehicle driven by 45-year-old Darren Eugene Harvey of Elmo, Missouri, was traveling west on Highway 2, also on the south side of Shenandoah, when he struck one of the deer that was laying in the road from the previous accident. His 2002 Chevy Cobalt sustained about $1,500 damage. In other news, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources reports officials will meet with a working group of Lake Manawa State Park area residents and park users on November the 12th, that's tomorrow, to continue discussions on plans to improve the heavily used state park. The meeting will begin at 1 p.m. Wednesday at the Game and Fish Club on Lake Manawa. Responding to feedback from the October 14th meeting on the proposal to move the campground will likely be the focal point of the discussion. The DNR has been discussing plans to improve the campground for 14 years. Todd Kofelt, a chief of the DNR's State Parks Bureau, says Lake Manawa is unique. It has many different types of users, from the sailing club to mountain bikers, campers, anglers, and picnickers. Plus, it's part of a neighborhood in the largest metro area in Iowa, and each one of those constituencies has a different idea of what they want from the park. What the DNR heard during an October meeting was concerns from local homeowners association members about the proposed location of the new campground in relation to the homes, vegetation, and water level management for the lake and safety issues at the park. The park draws many visitors from Omaha as well as from Council Bluffs and the surrounding area. It's attractive to Nebraskans because Iowa parks do not require a park entry permit. Lake Manawa hosts around 1.5 million visitors each year, easily ranking as Iowa's most visited state park. Its campground is one of the top 10 busiest in the state. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.